In a stark revelation on the grim human rights scenario in Indian-controlled Kashmir, a fact-finding report by New Delhi-based Asian Center for Human Rights has termed the situation of juveniles in Kashmir as the worst in India. The report, which happens to be the first ever documentation on juvenile justice situation in India's conflict-ridden areas, states that minors in Kashmir continue to be illegally detained under Public Safety Act that provides for up to 2 years of preventive detention.
Public Safety Act and other such acts have been time and again used against the children, against the children who have been allegedly found stone pelting and who have been allegedly found in other unsocial activities. The problem with the Public Safety Act here in Jammu and Kashmir is that it is having an overriding effect on the other acts. And once you don't have a Juvenile Justice Act, the overriding effect of the Public Safety Act and other such acts will definitely double the pain and misery of the children.
In absence of juvenile facilities for minor boys and girls, a brazen violation of 1997 J&K Juvenile Justice Act, minors are locked up in prisons with adults. The report has documented 6 cases in which the minors have been detained in violation of Juvenile Justice Act and the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child. The authorities in Kashmir have come under criticism by various human rights organizations for arresting minors and treating them as adults. Dozens of minors have been detained by the authorities over the last 3 years. Many of them have alleged that they were ill-treated, beaten and abused during their detentions at Kashmir's only juvenile home.
I was trashed by police in police lockup. I was made to clean bathrooms and toilets at juvenile home.
Human rights groups have criticized the state authorities for failing to update its juvenile justice law, saying the present version of the law is not consistent with the UN Convention on the Rights of the Child.
I personally firmly believe that unless and until Jammu and Kashmir does not bring in a Juvenile Justice Act, a legislation at par with the Juvenile Justice Care and Protection Act of India of 2000 and 2006 amendments, the things are not going to improve on the ground level.
The federal government of Kashmir says that it's actively considering the proposal to amend the Juvenile Justice Act. Latest report by New Delhi-based human rights watchdog body has made some startling revelations on the abysmal condition of juveniles in Kashmir. The report is calling for the drastic review and revision of the Juvenile Justice Act and is also recommending a ban on arrest of children under Public Safety Act. Saeed Ali Safi, Press TV, Indian-controlled Kashmir.